CYA. CYA is a well-known acronym for cover your ass, a strategy that is understood in the situation where activities could leave you exposed to problems later. So some people create an insurance cover, possibly by documenting and holding on to evidence they may need later. Okay, technical glitch there. I should have had some music just come in. You have tuned in to Debt Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Bierman. Thank you for taking me along with you on your mobile device, the web, or through our syndicated outlets. We bring you topics, programs, and products geared to move the Christian income earner to become a profitable steward who enjoys debt free wealth, because prosperity is not entitled, but it is absolutely within reach. Have you heard the phrases just do it or never leave home without it? These are catchy slogans that communicate an effective directive. Now, I have been praying for weeks and asking God for a tagline or a catchy phrase, if you will, that captures all my work in a short directive. And he answered me. He gave me CYA. And it basically stands for create your abundance and cover your assets. So one day I hope it will be a catchy thought that resonates with many. For, you know, that would be totally awesome. For now, it definitely captures in a few words an effective directive to my audience who follows the work that I do. I am thrilled to have this seven-word phrase, you know, of create your abundance and cover your assets. I'm thrilled to have it finally. There are so many things that I do, and I have been very strategic about these things. I do not have all my eggs in one basket, because I learned the hard way that because things move in cycles and seasons, it is wise to have multiple streams of income. Yes, there will be main streams and passive streams, but I encourage you to have multiple streams. If you follow me at all, then you know that I teach biblical stewardship, which is Christian jargon for management of what God has put under our control. So I teach biblical stewardship, moving Christian income earners to become profitable stewards who enjoy debt-free wealth and give generously to the things that touch their heart. So that is the end result, okay? That is the end result. To execute this mission, I offer various programs, products, and presentations, which to some may appear that I'm into many things. The danger for any entrepreneur is to appear scattered. And in the pursuit of multiple streams of income, I have found that it is very strategic to think vertically or horizontally, instead of having random activities that could each be a distraction or need a different focus and energy. It is far better to have activities that support and feed into each other. So if you're not sure what vertical and horizontal means, think of, say, you know, the final product is a dress. Well, what goes into that? Before you have the dress, you have thread, you have fabric, you have pattern designs, and all these things. So if you have businesses that are at each end of this spectrum, then you are feeding into the whole process, right? So you may have four or five different businesses, but they all feed into each other, rather than say, for example, you are in real estate, then you have a grocery store, then, you know, these things that may all seem scattered. So that's what I mean by having activities that are vertical or horizontal that feed into and support each other. So under the phrase create your abundance, it basically captures in a nutshell a lot of the things that I do. So under the phrase create your abundance, I help Christian income earners shift their focus from debt management to wealth creation. You see, it just seems that within the Christian finance space, the focus is on debt management. I understand the heart of the Christian who is in debt. And I am convinced that Christians in debt are not in debt because they don't have morals or they don't have an intention to repay. It just simply means that their income does not support their lifestyle. So that thing that costs a few extra $100 over and above what their income can support is simply swiped onto a card. But honestly, guys, earning more income is a much faster and, in my mind, better strategy for eliminating debt and supporting the lifestyle that you desire than simply doing without, doing less, sacrificing more, and constantly telling the kids no all the time, which is what is preached by many of the gurus in this space. That doesn't work. If you needed to spend that money in the first place because it seemed important to you, yes, I'm going to say that there needs to be a mindset shift as to your priorities and that kind of thing, and there has to be some new habits that have to be acquired. But the whole concept of living in a scarcity mode versus living in an abundance mode is not biblical in my mind. The Bible talks about us living an abundant life, living life abundantly. Jesus came that we would have life and have it abundantly. To stay in the space of scarcity and the mindset of scarcity does not make biblical sense to me. So there are many ways that I help the Christian income earner create their abundance. The first thing I do is determine if my client has a job or is an entrepreneur, because the strategies that I offer will be different to both. These strategies include, but are not limited to, publishing your book, learning to create your own online or digital product, investing strategies, creating a prosperity mindset so that you are in the right frame of mind, not only to receive, but also to see opportunity where it exists, expanding your online reputation and influence so that you reach and impact more prospects, and even I offer some income opportunities. Under the phrase cover your assets, my team and I offer financial products such as mortgage insurance, life insurance, income for life opportunities, and other legal resources. Without doubt, this seven-word phrase, create your abundance and cover your assets, is a quick overview of what I do and spares the mouthful of all the things that I just shared. So that for me was an answer to prayer, that quick, effective directive that I was looking for all this time. Create your abundance and cover your assets, or CYA squared. So if you look again at this list, before you decide that all these streams of income seem disconnected, I assure you they are not. I can hardly offer to help the Christian income earner create their abundance without having the tools, resources, and structure to do so. Having helped them address their prosperity, it seems unfinished to leave that abundance exposed to loss. Can you sum up what you do in a short phrase too? When we get introduced to others in a networking event, it is vital that you have what's called your elevator pitch, so to speak, that gives a solid summary of what you do and possibly even open the door to a genuine conversation by a potential prospect to learn even more from you. Prayers do get answered, folks, and I had this one before the Lord for a long time, and finally I got this seven-word phrase, create your abundance and cover your assets, or CYA squared. People say CYA all the time, and what it suggests is it does capture at least the last end of what I do. So if you are a Christian income earner, you are the person I am best suited to help. While my strategies would work with most people, my work is very salted with Scripture. And the Bible is for me, without doubt, the authority and credibility that I rely on more than all the credentials that I have earned in the financial space. I hold qualifications as a paralegal, as a real estate broker, as an insurance agent, as an instructor trainer for safety services. I have YouTube certifications and so much more. This does not include my experience as a professional writer, radio host, and so much more. These would be indeed a mouthful to share. Even a resume could not capture my 50 years of life experience and qualifications. So before it seems all disconnected to the average person, when it is summed up under the simple phrase that I move Christian income earners to create their abundance and cover their assets. This is simply what it is. This is simple if left at that. And hopefully that little phrase will open the door, if I'm at a networking event, for a genuine conversation for me to share even more. Well, that's it for today, guys. If you are needing the kind of help that I offer, I look forward to connecting with you. I am super simple to find at trudybearman.com, and I do look forward to connecting with you.